Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Personal consumption accounts for 27% of Irish GDP, stripping out the multinational sector, and that figure zooms to around 60% of modified domestic demand. That's bigger than any one sector in the economy, and so the mood of the consumer really matters. The latest survey for the credit unions suggests that the consumer is in a watch and worry mode, given the bigger geopolitical turbulence out there. Ahead of the budget, consumers don't want the government, though, to be prudent. They want handouts. The Economist Austin Hughes compiles the report for the credit unions and is on the line. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Joe.
So, what is the mood music among consumers?
The mood of consumers is not surprisingly nervous at the moment. Consumers are worried about the economy. They're worried about the barrage of news about the global economy that they're hearing. In the month of September, they were also concerned about all the warnings they were hearing about the budget. And finally, they're worried about the weakness in their spending power and the cost of living. So it's subdued. Now, you know, we're looking at an index number, and the index number doesn't mean anything by itself, of 61.7. That's well below the average of the sentiment survey, which is 83.8, but it's not as bad as the weakest numbers that tend to be around 40. So it's nervous, it's subdued, but it's not altogether collapsing at the moment, because consumers are seeing that, you know, there have been job gains in the economy, and of course they're still benefiting from the fiscal supports from last year. So nervous and anxious, but waiting to see what happens next and whether things turn up like Mr. McCauber or turn down.
Or perhaps they read in their papers this morning or listen to News Talk that another round of tariffs have been imposed, and that the impact that that could have, even if it doesn't directly affect their lives.
That is the concern. And for most of this year, they've been hearing about tariffs and about the impact that they could have. The issue for consumers is, unlike, say, the financial crash or COVID and that, these are risks rather than realities at the moment for a consumer. So they will still have to go to the supermarket today, put petrol in the car and that. And the tariff impact is a cloud hanging over them rather than a storm that they're facing into. But it does make them more cautious. It means they think, well, should we change the car? Should we think about, you know, the extension, or should we hold off? And that's, you know, for a cohort of consumers. For another group of consumers that are struggling to pay for the groceries, it doesn't make it, you know, it's just more bad news, but it's a bit remote from them. But, you know, I think economists, consumers, we're all getting, you know, almost used to the fact that Mr. Trump is going to say something every week or every couple of weeks that will contain a lot of worries for the Irish economy.
Now, it looks as if consumers don't want the government to be careful with taxpayers' money, and they don't want them to save money in the budget.
I would take issue with the way you're framing that, Joe. I think they do want them to be careful, but I do think they don't want them to squirrel away all the money. There's a difference in that regard. So the main priorities that consumers see for the budget is spending on healthcare and on housing. They're the 48% and 45% of consumers. 42% also want supports for the cost of living pressures. But when they ask people, do you expect the budget to make a big difference to your living standards? Only 7% say they expect a significant boost. 26% say a slight boost, and 51% say they don't expect a boost at all. So I don't think there's a sense that people want free money and that, you know, that they expect the government just to be, you know, a spendthrift. But I think there is a sense that there are supports needed with the cost of living. There are a lot of households struggling, and I think those are the issues. And more importantly, in terms of the big picture items, they see things on housing and healthcare, so more action there, which is going to keep the economy running over the next few years. Mm. So I don't think they're being foolish. I think there's a sense sometimes when we hear a lot of the commentary from establishment economists or whatever, there's a sense that the government should squirrel everything away. And that would be more devastating to the economy than actually spending a little bit too much.
Yeah, one of your highlights was that it struck me that housing was a major concern among the over 55 higher income groups. Surely they're the people that have the mortgage paid off.
Well, I think it's because of their families that, yeah, that they're seeing that element. And the higher income groups, as you know, you were just talking about in your earlier piece there, the reality is it's higher income groups are buying houses. It's not kind of the people on the middle or lower incomes that are able to afford houses anymore. Yeah. So there's a sense there that it needs to be done. And it does keep the economy and society together. I think there's a sense there that, you know, if the government doesn't spend any money, everything will be all right. Look at France, look at the States and the fracture in the economy and society there. We have an opportunity. We have to be careful, but I think we can be far too prudent, and that will be more damaging to the economy than being a little bit too generous.
Thanks very much for joining us, Austin. Any nice plans for the weekend? Are you watching the golf?
Golf and football, you know, so and good luck tonight in terms of Rovers standing on the threshold, right? All the best, Joe.
You're gracious for a Shells fan. That is Austin Hughes, the economist who compiles the report for the credit unions.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.